This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Name of the show says it all. We want to know what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is a toll-free telephone number. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Or Todd the Radio God Mitchell at 701-226-8503. You can also send me an email if you like. You can do that very simply to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That goes to all of us. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Got a few emails last night. A lot of thoughts out there about what we're seeing, what we're witnessing, what's right underneath our noses here. Hard not to have a whole range of thoughts about what we're seeing unfolding. I've come to believe the best way to describe it, and I don't just mean the murder of a black suspect by a white cop in Minneapolis that so many people have used to put forward their political agenda. Because there's way more people that are part of a organized effort at anarchy than they are specifically grieving over an officer and his actions towards a fellow human being. But I think what it is spiritual warfare. I mean, there's no other way to describe the ugliness that we've seen on display. I mean, it is vile, it is ugly, it is there is no good in it. When you shoot a police officer in the head in Las Vegas, when you shoot a young man, Cody, the officer in Grand Forks that shot responding to a call for help from his fellow law enforcement officers, someone that is being evicted and decides to take out a gun and blast away at four law enforcement officers. How is that anything other than pure evil? The officer with his boot on the neck of George Floyd looks like pure evil to me. I can't process any other way of saying that's what that is. It stays there after he stops breathing. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's awful. But is it any more awful than what happened in Grand Forks? And today that officer will be laid down. That's a spiritual bite. When you have this kind of anarchy, when you just, you don't follow the rule of law, you don't anything, it's spiritual warfare. When you look at the vile hatred, is there any person on the planet more hated than Donald Trump right now? More hated than Donald Trump. You think that's okay because he's a politician? Hate's fine as long as someone is on a ballot? The vile, awful, horrible things they say about him. But media doesn't care about that. They're looking for a photo op to join the white people are bad, black people are good. Racism is everywhere, crowd, to fan that flame. It really is an unbelievable time in which we find ourselves, folks. It is. Just step back a moment. We've had a country shut down from the coronavirus, continuing to impact us, by the way. And, you know, just one little sidebar. Allow me a little sidebar here. Really unimportant on a day we're laying a police officer, a young man, a father, a husband, to rest because he was doing his job protecting us. But I have a question. Many of these protests started under the auspices that they were peaceful, including here in Fargo, North Dakota. Right? They were going to be peaceful. Well, they quickly became unlawful. And even where there wasn't looting necessarily, I mean, like Bismarck would be a prime example. Was anything looted in Bismarck? Anybody broken into or... Didn't happen like that, did it, Todd?
Caller just said that Wayne's office, Stengem's office, is denying that anything ever even happened in Fargo. I don't know if that's true or not. Have you heard anything about that? Listener wanted to know if heard anything about that.
I've not, but you know, back to the Bismarck question, was there any looting? It wasn't looting, right? There wasn't like people breaking in, things weren't burned, but there was protesters on the street, right?
Who was Todd?
Todd?
I lost him.
I had him for a second.
I'm right here. I got everybody in my ears. Everybody wants me.
Any looting in Bismarck or any breaking?
You know, there were some demonstrations over the weekend, but no looting.
No, they didn't break stuff, they didn't burn stuff. But weren't they on the highway?
We remember Dapple well enough to not be doing that kind of crap.
Well, we is interesting, you know, because who's the we? But my point is this: while they might not have broken anything
in my pocket
in Bismarck, they were on the highway. They were on the streets. You can't do that. You cannot do that, okay? I-35 and Washington Avenue in the Twin Cities, same thing. Well, that's illegal. Well, let me ask you this. We've canceled the state fair. We've canceled, street fairs and graduations and everything else. Why did we do that? We did that because of the public health threat from the coronavirus. That's the nightmare we've been living for how long we've been living, right? Back to March. Shut our economy down. Shut people in. Took people who were vulnerable and made things even more difficult for them.
But now losing a job. Social distancing isn't even needed.
But that's my point. So why, if I'm the mayor, if I'm the governor, if I'm the, you know, whoever's deciding on whether or not these protests can happen, you know what I do? No, there won't be a peaceful protest. Well, why? Public health. Well, you're just discriminating against us. Are we discriminating against high school seniors who most can't have parents with them at a graduation, if they have a graduation at all, or if they do, it's only two people?
But county fair, state fair. No.
I don't know if it does or not, but I mean.
But apparently it doesn't. What did you see in Minneapolis? What did you see in Atlanta?
I agree with
what
you.
What did you see in Fargo?
So what? Do we have the public health concern any longer, or is that gone?
Gone.
I would use it myself.
Never was.
I would use it.
Yeah, you could. Why can't you?
Because guess what? There is no peaceful protest that morphs into a riot. That's not a peaceful protest. That started peaceful. That's great. That's wonderful. But it's going to... In other words, these professional protesters are going to use peaceful protest to do what they do, and they're going to hide under that cover. So therefore, public safety, public health, you're not having it. You're not having it. You aren't. But this, to me, all of this playing out from when COVID started through where we find ourselves today, laying a police officer in Grand Forks to rest... is spiritual warfare. That's what it is. The sooner you recognize that, the sooner you pick a side and decide how it is, you're going to make sure that the United States of America, that has afforded you as much opportunity as it has, still exists for your kids and grandkids. And law enforcement officers have been doing that for a long time. They've been at that spiritual warfare battle for a long time. They are that thin blue line. And if we allow them to be treated like crap, if we blame them first, if we're outraged when a dirty white cop ends the life of a black suspect but yawn when a young white officer with a son at home, a toddler and a wife, is shot by a black suspect, no big deal, we move. That's what we should have been thinking about all week. Not this insanity. We should be remembering the life of Officer Holtby, member of the Grand Forks Police Department. All right, you got my 2 cents. I want yours now. 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? What's on your mind? Whatever that is. Lay it on us. Craig and Moorhead.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
All American land is free because of the brave. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and I'd be honored to raise a spectacular Made in America flagpole display on your property. I'm a Marine, and I still pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. We have the perfect flag to put the finishing touch on any Patriot's home or business. 701-571-3524 or ndflagpoleguy.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
On your mind, brought to you today by MyPillow. And the folks at MyPillow, you know, make some really, really good pillows. Best on the planet. They also make great towels, great sheets, all kinds of items now, like the bolster pillow, the Giza cotton pillowcases, the neck pillow is great. But they also have masks. And, you know, they shut down a good part of the plant to make masks and donate them to hospitals. So if you are looking for a supply of masks, well done by good folks that have the MyPillow brand and quality, great deal right now awaits you. 800-506-9028 is the toll-free telephone number. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. The family of Cody Holte issued a statement saying they'd like to thank the community for the overwhelming outpouring of support. The messages, the well wishes, the prayers for Cody and our family are a source of comfort in this time of sadness and grief. Cody was an incredible husband, father, son, brother, uncle, police officer, and soldier. The list could go on and on. The impact he had on his family, friends, and colleagues was immense and will be missed dearly. Thank you again for your continued support and respect. The funeral for Officer Cody Holte will be held today at Ralph Engelstad Arena. Visitation, 10 a.m. to 12 noon. The funeral service at 1. The visitation and the funeral service is open to the public. Between 3 and 3:30, the procession, which will be large, folks, trust me on this one thing, will go south on Engelstad Drive to 6th Avenue North, east on 6th Avenue North to North Columbia Road, south on North Columbia Road to University Avenue, east on University to North Washington, south on North Washington to 32nd Avenue South, then west on 32nd Avenue South to I-29, south on the interstate to the 200A exit, east on 208 to 75, north on 75 to County Road 17, and then east on County Road 17 to Augustana Lutheran Church in Halstead for the burial. My friend Tommy Kendall's traveling Highway 2 this morning, said headed out to Watford City to the iSight RPV operation there. As of 10 minutes ago, said he'd seen no less than 50 law enforcement vehicles heading to Grand Forks for the funeral. A lot on the road. Travel safely. That's what today is about. Craig in Moorhead, and then Howard on the riots, Chad and Mandan behind him on deck. So stay tuned. Let's go to it. Craig, what's on your mind?
I have a question for you, but first, as I watched the looting again last night in New York and De Blasio doing nothing, and I watched Keith Ellison on CNN trashing the president, and I see all this going on, and now they're attacking cops. And I ask myself, where's Pelosi? Where's the leadership? And my question is this. If this is still going on by next week, I mean, if their goal is to have the AOC vision of America, that we're all on the way, and this peaceful protesting is giving them cover, and where do you see, how long can these Democrats just keep on letting this happen before they help? Or is it just all about hating Trump, they don't give a damn? Or do they want AOC's vision of America? That's my question.
And my thought, Craig, is they're flopping around without a purpose. They really don't. I mean, to give you an example, you mentioned Pelosi and Schumer. What an opportunity in the middle of this spiritual warfare to say, stop. I mean, remember, how about this? Thank and applaud all of the good law enforcement officers who get up every day, which is 99% of them. They don't. You know what they did? They released a statement condemning Trump for walking across Lafayette Square to a church. They didn't like the idea that he went over to a church and that their Secret Service had to clear people out of the park. Well, people shouldn't be in the park anyway. The night before, they dang near breached the White House perimeter.
Scott, if you turn on CNN and MSNBC all day long, it's they're protecting what's going on here. The mainstream news media, I swear, they want Trump gone. They don't care if our whole country is destroyed. And it's going to get really ugly now in about 2 months. All these people that aren't paying rent around the nation, that's going to go away. And now all of a sudden, police officers got to go door to door to evict them. Guess what we're doing today? Guess why we're having a funeral today in Grand Forks? Because that happened. It's going to be scary. And where's Pelosi and the Democratic Party on this? I'm appalled.
I'm not at all. I'm beyond appalled. They baked it into the cake. They are, look what they did, and they've gotten caught. They were behind the scenes during the Obama administration using foreign intelligence, using apparatus we used to take out terrorists with secret courts to surveil the President of the United States and to bring down people close to him to destroy his presidency before it even started. That's how worried they are about this guy being not one of them. You know? When they start saying good things about him, I'll worry. I think they're part of the problem. I also think, I hope, I don't know, but I'll ask you this, Craig. My big question today, if I had to step aside from the important things, like honoring the memory of Officer Holte, is President Trump helping or hurting his reelection chances with his approach to this crisis? This being the protest on top of COVID and the economy.
Well, if he can get by CNN and MSNBC in the way they paint everything and turn it all around, there are law-abiding people out here. This is no different than when Nixon got elected because of the 68 riots at the DNC convention. There's people out here in the interlands that are seeing this, watching it, and getting pissed off more by the day.
You're right. I think strength is key. I really do. I mean, if I'm a suburban mom, what am I worried about right now? Going outside, going to the mall, what kind of future my kids are going to have, and these people are running rampant in the streets. So I hope they like the fact that this president is anything but weak. He's exuding strength and resolve. He's not touchy-feely. He's not throwing an arm around you saying it'll be okay. And some people thrive on that. Like your answer to that question. Howard's next on the riots. Howard, what's on your mind?
Well, just a comment on this Trump thing and if he's doing anything to hurt him. Get out in the real world, man. There's people out here that support Trump. You can't look at all his goofballs. But anyway, what I was wondering is, in the town that I'm from, when you have we have a parade and a small dressing show, and we use the highway and the streets, we got to have a permit. Do these people have to have a permit when they go out and demonstrate on a public road?
Yes.
Do you know that?
Yes. And
So we have to have proof. When we do this, we have to have proof of liability insurance. So if something happens, if somebody from the parade runs into a house or runs into a car, we have to have proof of insurance to cover this.
Yeah, so who's providing that for these professional? I think you have honestly people who mean no harm and want to do something constructive, and it morphs into the other thing. But my answer right now would be, sorry, no permits. For one, we got COVID. Two, they've turned violent.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. He's headed there. Carol, what you got planned?
We have got 5 tours for 2021. We do still have one tour left in 2020 on August 10th, and that is a magnificent tour, and we have room on that one, and I will be guiding it personally.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Wow. Let's have them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000, JuvenTours.com, and he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel, 237-9000, JuvenTours.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump threatening military action across the nation to prevent George Floyd protests from turning into violence and rioting. Late yesterday in the White House Rose Garden, the president said if governors and local police can't do it, he'll send in troops and quickly solve the problem for them. As tense protests were building not far away, Trump also said,
I am also taking swift and decisive action to protect our great capital, Washington, D.C. What happened in this city last night was a total disgrace.
A short time after he spoke, Washington's curfew took effect and military helicopters hovered low above protesters in what some witnesses and journalists called an intimidating show of force. The wife of the fired Minneapolis cop charged in the death of George Floyd has filed for divorce. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, a heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Time to fix it. If your diesel's not quite doing it, what it could do, what it once did, time for DAC diesel. Need just a little more miles per gallon, need a good tune-up, or you're down and out altogether. Either way, DAC diesel can take care of you. DAC diesel's in Bismarck. Find out more about them at DACDiesel.com and all the things they do for all things diesel. We're talking about a leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors. Or call them at 701-210-0888. I tell you they're in Bismarck because that's where they're based. They branched out to, literally people have been up to farms, shops, sheds, wherever. So they do house calls too and working on rigs from all over. DAC Diesel, they do it right. CJ and the team, tell them Scott sent you.
Did you see Don Jr.'s tweet yesterday? Great. It says, why is the media no longer concerned and often almost gleeful about all the mass gatherings that would have been so deadly due to COVID-19 just a few days ago? I guess these people magically aren't killing their grandmas by going outside anymore. The hypocrisy just screams, doesn't it?
And you almost get worn out by it.
Truly.
You know? Story by Hannah Shirley in the Grand Forks Herald yesterday. Former basketball coach remembers Officer Cody Holte as someone parents would want their sons to be like. What a great headline. What a great statement about somebody. Ron Olrin?
You bet.
Is that how you say his name? Who coached Cody on the Norman County West High School varsity basketball team for 4 years. Said it was clear to him that the slain Grand Forks police officer was on his way to do great things. Ron coached basketball in Norman County West for 13 years, had Cody Holte on the court for four of them. When he heard a Grand Forks police officer had been shot Wednesday, he was saddened but didn't give it more than a passing concern. When he found out it was Holte, he sat in his chair and didn't move for half an hour. That's the kind of gut punch it was, he said. I can say, honest to God say that it's just one of those things that gets to you and you can't believe it. It just seemed like a bad dream or a bad movie or whatever, and you're watching and you're going to wake up in the morning and say, oh, that didn't happen, but that wasn't the case. Ugh. Holte killed by gunfire in a South Grand Forks apartment Wednesday, responding to a call for assistance made by the Grand Forks County Sheriff's deputies. Funeral today. Laid to rest today. Oh, my gosh. So just remember that as you go throughout your day today. Chad in Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
How are you guys doing today?
About as well as we can do in the middle of this spiritual warfare, ridiculous poop storm. How about you, Chad?
Yeah, I'm holding Martin County down here.
Good for you.
Born and raised here. Born in Bismarck. Lived out in Glen Allen my whole life. Living here in Mandan now. Had a small altercation last week. my hat's off to the Mandan PD, Burley County Sheriff, and Martin County Sheriff. They handled me in a military fashion. I appreciated their patience. I just wanted to make a public apology. I thought there's too much hate in this world right now. I'm a libertarian and Republican. Served proudly from 88 to 91. Desert Shield Storm. I live up on 802 Custer Drive. Anybody that wants to stop for coffee or shooting the crap, stop by. I'm a furloughed ethanol plant worker and appreciating the Trump checks, COVID checks. Just keeping my military mind. Love all my neighbors and sorry for my altercation. Peace be with y'all. God bless.
Thank you, Chad. Appreciate your call. And my inclination is to want to know more, but I don't think that's appropriate at this time. Because I think you recognize whatever happened.
You did appreciate the honesty, though, huh?
Yeah, best judgment. You know. And saying exactly...
it's not everybody that mans up afterward. Good job. Well,
good point. You owned it. So that's all that's there. Appreciate that very much. He mentioned his politics in the middle of that, just kind of describing his belief set, I guess, and how he grew up, which I appreciate. I'm not sure what a Republican is anymore. I'm a little confused in North Dakota because we seem to have a small group of people who have decided that they're going to redefine what it is to be Republican, what it is to be conservative, and I wouldn't vote for one of them. Not because I don't believe what they believe down deep, but they have somehow now become part of something they believe is righteous beyond everybody else, and it's far from righteous. It's kind of an ego trip by a small group within a small group. And so I'd really encourage people to think about, do you want your political leaders to make things about them? Or do you want your political leaders to take your causes, your issues, and bring those forward? Think about that before you go vote, if you haven't yet. Take that ballot and stuff it in the envelope and get it. I haven't voted yet. I haven't received the ballot yet. But I waited till the deadline to send the envelope in. So I'll get it in. I'll get it in next week for sure. And I'm really going to be short of kindling when this gets done, because my mailbox is... Todd, is your mailbox being, like, jammed with the...
Oh, yeah.
I get them, Maria gets them, you get them, probably Carrie gets them, you know, it's like, a copy of each, here we go. Oh, my gosh, it's ridiculous. None more than in this treasurer's race. Tom Beadle must be behind by 20 points or something, because they keep sending these things, and, like, most people have voted, and they're still sending out zillions of dollars worth of these things, and now they're getting just stupid. Just stupid. I got a picture of Dan Johnston in a mousetrap yesterday. Did you see that one? Oh, my gosh.
Me, I wonder what the actual stat is, but I wonder, you know, what percentage of people have already submitted their ballots, and therefore it's all getting wasted at this point.
That's what I'm saying. The guy must be behind by 100 points. I mean, why else would you do this? You're wasting money.
I mean, the old days, yeah, you hammered it till Election Day, but... Dead different time and place now.
Anyway,
I won't cast an early ballot because you never know what scandal might be around the corner. And the second you know somebody gets elected in, and the scandal hits before the end of election, you know, the actual election day itself, but everybody voted early.
You know, here's one of the first of all, politics isn't beanball, so it isn't always about. You know, Donald Trump's proven that. I mean, some people are all upset that Jeff Delser is being targeted. Jeff Delser didn't win his own district. The Republicans in his own district didn't vote for Jeff Delser to be the Republican nominee for the legislature. You can't blame that on anybody else. But some people are upset because the governor has supported his opponents. That's one Republican supporting a different Republican than they wanted. Well, I'm scratching my head here because I'm thinking, Wait a minute here. Isn't that how Donald Trump got elected? If we think Republicans saying bad things about Republicans, or to be more precise, Republicans actually saying, here's what I stand for as a Republican, and here's what you stand for as a Republican. I mean, Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem were two very different Republicans. Kevin Cramer and Brian Kulk were two different, very different Republicans. There's nothing wrong with the two of them saying, I'm going to compete against my fellow Republicans. So why now we have this sort of undies in a bunch because some Republicans disagree with some Republicans? That's fine. I have a bigger issue with people trying to tell me what it means to be conservative, a Republican, when I've been talking about it on the radio since 1986 in North Dakota. Now, I don't profess to be the expert. What I do is have a conversation and form my beliefs and stand for who I am, but don't point a finger at me and tell me I'm not Republican enough for you, and you're some, I'm a Bastiat, and you're a dummy Republican. What? You know, that condescending, ego-filled stuff doesn't play well and won't last well in the great state of North Dakota at all. You pick the best candidate. If I was over Mandan, Al Anderson would be my best candidate. I'd vote for him in a heartbeat. Wanted to have him on before the election because I think he's the perfect kind of person to get in there and use his expertise. Days at Tesoro, on the University of Mary Trustee Board, you know, Department of Commerce. Never seen anything from Al that I would consider anything other than conservative, Republican, right down where most folks are at. That's a good race. You know another very important race? Very important race. Is McKenzie County the commission race there? There's a lot of candidates. The Bakken backers have picked four of them. And Rob Lindberg from Bakken backers is going to join us later in the program. We're going to talk a little bit about that today because, you know, it's hard to sift through that. Now you say, Scott, you know, what does anybody in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks care about the McKenzie County Commission? Oh, folks, we were at a time in the state when 80% of the oil activity in North Dakota happened within, I don't know, 25-mile, 30-mile, 40-mile distance, just a very short circle around Watford City in McKenzie County. So that's the 800-pound gorilla of oil and gas development, number one. Number two, if you are a, activist, you're a no-dapple type, guess what you're going to do? You're going to get yourself on a county commission and act like you're the environmentalist with all the answers. You're going to shut things down sooner. That's sort of how they roll, folks. You got to be very wary. What did they say? No. What did they do? What's their background? So I like the fact that the Bakken backers went through these candidates one by one and said, here's the ones we support. We'll have a whole list for you. Get your pen ready. Coming up before the end of the 11 o'clock hour today. Let me get Scott and Dickinson in here before the break. Scott, what's on your mind?
We got the protesters coming into town this evening here in Dickinson. You hear me?
I heard you. When you say protesters, like what's how do you know that? What have you heard?
Well, they posted it on Facebook last night. We were out guarding the mall last night, and like 150 bikers and a bunch of other guys, a lot of ex-servicemen out there, and protesters were sitting in their cars, goofing off.
They're sitting in their cars and what?
Goofing off.
Oh, just goofing off. So they never did have a protest.
Well, it's tonight.
It's tonight. I see. How many of them?
Last night there was probably 15 to 17 of them. Tonight there's supposed to be a bunch of them. I hear they're busting them in.
Busting them in. Interesting. Yeah. That wouldn't be new. That's a pretty common. Hang on. I want to find out more about this Facebook post so we can make sure all sides are represented there.
Harry Albert Thompson, the namesake for H.A. Thompson & Sons. The first Harry Albert had a son, Harry. His son, Mark, and wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, and they're helping people save money every single day. If you go to hatandsons.com, find out about the link service they provide. If you have occupant comfort issues, complexity in your billing systems, most importantly, increased costs, they can help. H.A. Thompson & Sons, since 1908, serving the entire Upper Midwest.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owner population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Conversation once a month called Drones, Planes, and People. It is a look at an exciting technology that is a job juggernaut for North Dakota's future. Brought to you by EyeSight RPV Services, providing remotely piloted vehicles, operations to agriculture, critical infrastructure, wildlife management, insurance, emergency services clients. They can unlock the value and efficiency of collecting data with unmanned aircraft for you. And, of course, Grand Sky, home to Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, Harris, and others, providing unique amenities beyond visual line of sight, flight capabilities, and a full ecosystem of support services and partners for companies on the cutting edge of the competitive UAS industry. Join us next Tuesday for Drones, Planes, and People right here on What's on Your Mind. 10 before the hour. Joan in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Joan.
Yes, Scott. Well, I want to tell you about my hero, Sunday night.
is George Peters, an 86-year-old retired Green Beret vet who was called by a concerned fellow veteran stating that there were protesters in the park at Detroit Lake who were desecrating a war memorial. He left his wife, who is on hospice, for an hour to go down there and address the issue. He confronted a 22-year-old protester who had a hammer who was pounding on this memorial. He told him if he didn't put the hammer down, he would never see the light of day. The kid, because George was so angry, and I think God was with George, the kid threw the hammer down. George grabbed the hammer, and he went home. He is a well-decorated force, like I said, for Bronze Stars, for Purple Hearts, and he's my hero.
Well, he's my hero, too, Joan, awesome. If you don't mind sharing, because that's an incredible story. And you know what? In my mind, it's spiritual warfare. That's what it is. There's no other way. You got somebody throwing a hammer like that. They're full of all kinds of ick, and you know, there's no purpose in any of that, right? And maybe you got a lesson that puts them on the right path from a hero. I mean, that's fantastic.
He said, "My heart is broken. What is happening to my country? I can't believe it has happened." You should interview him. He's been. They have written him up in the Detroit Lake paper. He is absolutely an incredible man and continues to be an incredible man in taking care of his wife at home 24/7.
Unbelievable. I would love to interview him, Joan.
You should.
Yeah, do you know George well enough to call and see if that'd be okay?
Well, right now, hospice, I called him to get permission to put it on Facebook. But I'm sure he would. He is just the most incredible human being at 86. Well, and you know what? Nobody messes with George. And we're on the lake and big floor. I talked to him once before about him. I mean, he's taken on 55-year-old rebels around here and said, "I still know my technique that I can take you out."
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Joan, tell you what, I'm going to put you on hold because I'd like to get your number and see if we can facilitate this. I'd love to interview him. Love to do it. I'd happily come to Detroit Lakes
thank
if we need to.
Or
on the phone.
Thank you for all that you're doing.
Thank you,
Joan. You are a shining light.
Well, that's very kind. I appreciate it very much. The shining lights are people like George Peters, and all we get to do is I turn the mirror on them every once in a while, and that's because good people like you call and let us know about it. So thank you, Joan. Appreciate that very much. Hang on a moment. Daniel will get your information. George Peters, he's my hero of the day, by golly. Is that fabulous or is that fabulous?
I've heard a couple of stories about George.
Peter says, "I'm writing this as a taxpayer, tired of paying for damage from peaceful protests in our state in Minnesota. I agree someone had to get the permit to allow the street parade, which should never have been allowed in light of COVID restrictions. With a permit, shouldn't the organizers, one of which I understand was the commissioner, John Strand, shouldn't he have to pay the tab on the damage? Might not be so damn quick to bring in the next bunch of peaceful protesters. Also, who is aiding and abetting the bad protesters allowing access to roofs? Only access through building." He's got some good questions there. And I wasn't aware John Strand was the applicant for the permit. We're digging into the permit because, to me, these things could end right now. Under the public health things they're imposing on everyone else. Graduations and fairs and everything else. No, we're done. There'll be no peaceful protest until after this for your own health. Go ahead. Use it that way. Texter says, "How hypocritical. You complain about rhinos, yet support Burgum. His PAC is trying to defeat all the conservative Republicans with his rhinos. Beetle being the top one." All right, so let's go through this here. How hypocritical. You complain about rhinos. Yeah, support Burgum. Doug Burgum's not a rhino. So, again, if we want to have a discussion about what's a Republican, what's not a Republican, what's conservative, what's not, I would sit here and go chapter and verse through Doug Burgum's record and say, show me where you believe that's rhino. You don't get to define who's a rhino. Okay? That's the thing. I'm drawing a line there. I'm done with this business of, well, you're conservative, you're not. This PAC's trying to defeat all the conservative Republicans. Well, the endorsed candidate and Underwood, and that district is by the Republicans in that district, not Jeff Delzer. So I think he's with the endorsed candidates, right? A beetle I don't disagree with, but more coming up.
Tioga, a place to grow. A place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas. A place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.